Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This week we were blessed to host Vacation Bible School here at St. Matthew. Our theme was Celebrate the Savior. Jesus brings us joy. I love that theme. It was great to be pastor here this week because I got to experience this every day. Every day here at St. Matthew, I saw great celebrations and the kind of joy that only Jesus can bring. So with that in mind, I wanted to preach on one of the sections of the Bible we talked about this week. On our second day of VBS, we talked about Jesus healing a paralyzed man, a great miracle that brought joy to a lot of people, especially the paralytic. But as we read the text from Mark chapter 2 this week, I saw that there wasn't just one miracle, but at least four different miracles that happens in 12 short verses from the Bible. Let me share with you four miracles from Jesus's healing of the paralytic. The first miracle is something that easily gets overlooked. It's the miracle of faith. Mark 2, verse 4 and 5. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat that the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith. So the first miracle is faith. Faith is something we often take for granted, but it's actually a miracle. Whenever a person believes in Jesus, it's not because of human effort or our own reason or strength. It is a miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3 says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit creates faith by the power of God's word, the Bible. Romans 10, 17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it's not because of something you did. It's not by your own reason or strength. It's not by your own power or effort. Your faith is a miracle. In fact, it's the most important miracle in your life because it is by faith in Jesus and by faith alone that you are saved. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now, there's an important word in the text that often gets overlooked, and that's the word there. Jesus doesn't just see his faith, the faith of the paralytic, he sees their faith. Whose faith is that referring to? Well, not just the paralytic, but also the four friends who carried him. And I have to stop and talk for a moment about these four amazing friends of this paralyzed man. Now, let me tell you something you already know. People need heroes. We all need people to look up to. We all need people whom we admire. Now, there's only one perfect hero, Jesus. He's not just King of Kings. He's also the hero of all heroes, the greatest hero of them all. All other heroes are human and sinful and fallible, and you need to always keep that in mind. No heroes besides Jesus are perfect. But we still see admirable qualities in other people that we want to imitate. And these four unnamed men, I have to tell you, the ones that carried this paralyzed man to Jesus, they are four of my heroes. And I can't wait to meet them one day in heaven. These four men are special. They have an incredible faith, and they are commended in the Bible for that. Notice they have one goal. Their only goal is to bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus because they know only Jesus can help him. Now, they run into obstacle after obstacle, but because of their faith, given by the Holy Spirit, they persist. They bring their friend to the place where Jesus was. It's super crowded. They can't even get to the door. It would have been so easy for them to say, you know, hey, we got to this far, buddy, but there's nothing more we can do. Maybe we can try again some other day. Now, that would have been totally understandable. But they won't quit. Their faith won't let them quit. Nothing will stop them from bringing their friend to Jesus. And one of them, probably the adrenaline junkie in the group, comes up with a creative idea. Hey guys, what about the roof? And these men go for it. They go to the roof, they tear away the trials, and they lower this man down. Look at the incredible faith of these men. Nothing, not even the roof, is going to stop them from bringing their friend to Jesus. It's amazing faith, incredible faith, heroic faith. I don't know if you have four friends like that who are with you when you're hurt or paralyzed by fear or just in need of Jesus. I don't know if you have four friends like this guy did who literally carried him through the tough times. I hope you do. But if you don't, maybe by the power of the Holy Spirit, you could be one of those people for someone else. The best way to make a friend is to be a friend to others. And these men are such incredible examples of what real friendship and what real faith looks like. Faith isn't just some nice religious term we like to throw around. Faith shows itself in action. James says, faith without good works is dead. Faith shows itself in action, helping people because Jesus helps us. Second miracle is forgiveness. Mark 2, verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." So the first miracle is faith. The next miracle is forgiveness of sins, which Jesus gives to the man. Forgiveness is always a miracle because only God can give forgiveness of all sins. We might be able to forgive a person if they sin against us, but none of us can absolve or forgive a person of all their sins. Only God can do that. So forgiveness is another miracle that many times gets overlooked by people. But whenever it happens, it is truly miraculous. Now, when this man is lowered from the roof, he's obviously paralyzed and in need of physical healing. Jesus knows that, and Jesus is aware of that. But Jesus deals with the greater need first. Now, wait a second, Pastor. You just said this man was paralyzed. I mean, what greater need is there than that? This man can't move. This man can't walk. This man can't go to work. This man can't even play. This man is paralyzed from doing anything. What greater need is there than that? And the answer is, well, there is one greater need, and that is for forgiveness of sins. Our spiritual needs are even greater than our physical needs. All of us are sinners, and that means none of us are going to go to heaven by our own good works. We could be the nicest church-going people you know, but if we don't have faith, if we don't believe in Jesus, we don't have forgiveness. Forgiveness comes through Jesus alone and through the faith that the Holy Spirit creates in Jesus. And forgiveness is the only way to heaven. Jesus knows that, so he meets this man's greatest needs. He says to him, the first thing he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Him. He assures him, "Your sins are forgiven. You, 100% for sure, are going to heaven." Jesus forgives this man's sins, but it's not the only miracle Jesus does for the man. He is just getting started. The third miracle, knowing people's thoughts. Mark 2, verse 8. Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things?" The first miracle is faith given by the Holy Spirit. The second miracle is forgiveness of sins given by the word of Jesus Christ. The third miracle is that Jesus knows the thoughts of every person. Jesus knew exactly what the scribes were thinking because Jesus knows everything. And he proves that here. Now the scribes, the teachers of the law, were there and they thought to themselves, "This man is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Now what they are thinking is not totally wrong. They are correct. Only God can forgive sins. When Jesus announces to the man, "His sins are forgiven," Jesus is declaring himself to be God. That's who he is. Now the problem was, they didn't believe that's who he was. They didn't have that faith from the Holy Spirit. They didn't believe that Jesus was God. The miracle here is that Jesus knew their thoughts, even though they never said anything. Jesus knows everything because Jesus is God. He knows everything we do, everything we say, and everything we think. Which brings us to the fourth and final miracle here in our text, and that is the actual healing of the man. Mark 2, 10 through 12. "But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." So the fourth miracle is the actual healing of the paralyzed man. Jesus wants to assure everyone, including the paralyzed man, including his friends, including the teachers of the law, and the crowd, that Jesus is who he says he is. Jesus is God. "I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Notice how Jesus heals this man. He heals this man the same way he forgave this man, by the power of his all-powerful word. The same word of Christ that was powerful enough to forgive sins is also powerful enough to restore strength to this man's limbs. Not only is this man able to stand up, he's able to pick up his mat and carry it home. And the crowd reacts. The right response when we see a miracle is thanksgiving and joy. And that's what we see the crowd reacting with. Joy sweeps through the crowd. They praise God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Now, think about the incredible joy this man felt, receiving physical and spiritual healing all in the same day. What does he do? He joyfully picks up his mat and walks out. What an incredible day of joy. You see, the reason we can be joyful at all circumstances, the reason we can rejoice in the Lord, is because we've been the recipient of so many miracles and blessings from the Lord. And we continue to see miracles each and every day. The miracle of life. The miracle of faith in Jesus Christ. The miracle of the forgiveness of sins, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. The miracle of everlasting life with Jesus. That's when all our wounds and pains will be fully healed. We see miracle after miracle after miracle. And the right way to respond is the same way the crowd does. They were amazed. We have never seen anything like it. And they praise God. There's only one proper response to seeing all of these miracles. Jesus brings us joy. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.